Let's go to the Bible. Glory, glory. St. Matthew 25. I'll read verses 3 and 10 through 13. It's already been read in your hearing this morning. Parable of the 10 virgins. The Bible reads in the 25th chapter and the 3rd verse of Matthew. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not whether the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him into the marriage, and the door was shut. Supporting scriptures this morning, Philippians 4 and 19, very familiar passage. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the 109th, out of the 119th Psalm, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a thing. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Hallelujah, Jesus says, better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. To be that one that we can always trust and depend on. Then we could say with confidence that I'm safe in his arms. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Whatever it is that God has destined or predestined for me, it's going to come to pass. As I'm en route to my blessing, stumbling blocks are going to get in the way, and they're going to be player haters on the left and on the right, and they're going to be those that are going to criticize, and they're going to be those that are going to support you. But regardless of all of that, you need to know that you know that you are a child of God. And we got to understand this morning that God has made it possible through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that you don't need the priest. You don't need the preacher to get to God. You can call on the Lord all by yourself. Isn't that a good thing to know that even in your secret closet, in your house, in your abode where you live, where you abide every day, that the same God that we praise and worship in this house is in your house? Because if you don't have this God in your house, then your house is lost. I found out that everywhere I go, God is right there. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you can get away from God. Whatever God has in store for you, you're going to get it. And God has blessed us. God has blessed us to be a very special people. And one of the things that we are very sure about this morning is that every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, all of us still stand in need of a blessing. We are God's special creation. And this special creation that God, we have basic necessities that we must have. But we have to learn to make the distinction between a need and a want. Too many times we ponder and we worry about things that actually are not things that we need. They're just things that we want. And sometimes you can stress yourself out trying to get the things that you want. And a lot of times they're just material things anyway. Anytime you get so caught up into material things that you put yourself in jeopardy of even making a daily living, you're not using the right mentality. You have your priorities all mixed up. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things shall be added unto you. So God knows that there are some things that we need in life. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad that I can be a witness that the Lord is a good God. I'm glad that I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that God just keeps on doing great things for us. Anybody know anything about that? That over and over again, despite yourself, your ups and your downs, your trials and your tribulations, God is still a good God. How many of you know that even when you don't have a dime in your pocket, God's still blessing you? How many of you know that even if your body is in pain, if you know that you're yet still counted amongst the living, that God is still blessing you? If you took time this morning to take a self-examination, and as you began to examine yourself, you'll find that there's something wrong here, there's something wrong there, but all of these things that God has made you to be, God is able to deliver you. God is able to keep you this morning. So many times in our life, we find ourselves wondering, where is God when we need him the most? Society has a way of making us complain and ponder and wonder, does God really care? There are those of us that begin to wonder, well, if God loves me like he said that he does, why does he let me suffer? Why does my loved ones go through? Why is that one that I love so much? Why is he or she sick? Why are they going through when I know that they try to do the best that they know how to do? But now the Bible says that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. The Bible says that because of our disobedience in the Garden of Eden, that man is going to sin. Now there are those of us that can say, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost. You ain't said very much. Some of us use that to boast, and some of us use that to make other people feel little. We make people feel like we got something that they don't have because you don't shout like I shout. That don't mean you don't have the same thing I got. Because these ministers don't preach like I preach. That don't mean the same God that called me didn't call them. But I am a different vessel than they are, so God is going to use me in the way that he wants to use me. And the same thing goes for you this morning. God is going to use you in the way that he wants to use you if you allow him to. You see, God has some things that he would like for us to do, but he gave us the mind and the intellect for us to make a choice. And it's up to us to make the right choice. Now, the Bible said, lean not unto your own understanding, and the Lord will lead and direct your very path. I got to understand this morning that it goes beyond me. Can anybody in here ever get yourself out the way? You knew you were blocking somebody's blessings because you're in the way. Sometimes you block your own blessings because you allow yourself to get in the way. You got doubt in your mind. You got all this hurt that you've been going through, and you don't want to let it go. Let me tell you something. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But somebody got to come to a place in life where they lay aside every burden, every sin, everything that so easily beset them and is weighing you down. Some of you are heavy with a whole lot of unnecessary guilt. You're not the only one that has fallen short. You're not the only one that society is looking at. Look at me. I'm a wretch undone. Why do you want people to think you're all of that? Where much is given, much is required. We find ourselves wanting to be accepted by our peers. I thank God that I have grown enough in the Spirit of God that if you love me, you love me. If you don't love me, that's all right. Because I don't have to deal with you on that. You got to deal with God on that. The Bible said, love your enemies. We get wind in our jaw because somebody said something about us. So what? They talked about our Lord and he still went to Calvary and died for us. Anybody glad that Jesus didn't get down off the cross? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, glory. Now I feel like preaching in the house this morning. The Bible said that Paul said on one occasion that our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Now, those of us that get so caught up in the pastor that you forget about the Lord, I feel sorry for you. I can't hardly supply my own needs. So don't come looking to me to supply yours. I'm just being real with you. I can't give you what I don't have, but I can lead you to somebody that got everything that you need. You can have the desire. You can have good intent and a will to do. But sometimes your resources just don't stretch out long enough. There are those of us that have helped one another along the way, but you can only help for so long. You can ever only help but so far, and then you got to pull back. See, you got to have what you need for yourself. You can't look out for everybody else. But let me tell you something. All of you lottery ticket buyers, soon as you get your hit, you just go ahead and look out the window because they're going to be lined up. You go ahead. You feel like I got it now. Get this one. Get that one. Get this one. Get that one. After a while, you keep on giving. You're going to be done gave out. That's why easy money don't stay with folk. When you work for something, when you go through something to get it, you have a mind to try to hold on to it. I believe this morning that there's somebody in this house that trusts that God will make a way out of no way. But they can say just like Paul that I know that my God shall supply all of my needs. And if you don't want to take Paul's advice, then just go back and look at old David. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So everything that I need this morning, I trust the shepherd. I got confidence in the shepherd. That the shepherd will lead and direct me. I got the assurance this morning that whatever I need, the good shepherd got it. I got a mind this morning that told me that if I want something, I got to learn how to ask for it. For the Bible says that you have not because you ask not. And then some of us ask, but we ask in doubt. We are wavering and we just don't know. Anybody ever stopped you and said, do you have Jesus down on the inside? Anybody ever ask you, are you saved? If you can't give a direct answer, then there's a problem with your salvation. I'm not perfect, but I'm saved. I'm not righteous, but I'm saved. I don't have everything going on, but I'm saved. How do I know that I'm saved? Because I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God that lived, that was strung out on the cross, he died. He died. And they laid him in a buried tomb. But I believe that on the third day, my God got up out the grave. And because I believe that, I'm saved. Anybody in the house? Anybody in here saved? Anybody know that you 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 got Jesus? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I look at this thing this morning, it is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. What am I saying? First of all, you got to understand that in order to get or go anywhere or to get anything, preparations has to be made. When you are preparing for something, you make a list of the necessities that you're going to need to make it come to pass. And as you go down your list, there are things that you think that, oh, I'm not going to need that. So you don't put it in your bag. And then after a while, when you get where you're going, you wish you had packed it. Say, I wish I had. See, woulda, coulda don't help you after a while. But when that small voice spoke to you and said, pick up that shawl, pick up that pair of shoes and put them in your bag. There was enough room for them in there. You going that way anyway. So it wasn't going to be that much extra weight. But now, you said, I'm not going to take all this junk. But as soon as you get there, you find out that one of the main things that you need, you done left at home. You know, I heard this phrase long time ago. Young friend that I have, he told me one day those very same words. Because I had a need, but I didn't have what I needed. He had his. So let me tell you something. It's better to need it and not to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Well, I began to think about that, and it made a whole lot of sense. Now, there's something that we, the people of God, need. We need to know the Word of God. There's going to come a time that you're not going to be able to pick up a Bible and flip through the pages and read the Word of God. There might come a time that you go deaf and cannot hear. So don't begin to think about the audio equipment that you can hear the Word of God, because now you can't hear, you're deaf. So I'm deaf and I can't hear. I'm blind and I cannot see. But there was a time that I heard the Word of the Lord. Now what I got to do, the Bible says that David said, thy word I have hid in my heart. So what I'm trying to say to the people of God this morning is that when those situations come where you can't read it, then you ought to have a little word stuck up in here. In other words, you got to memorize some of it. You can't remember it all, but you ought to have a scripture down in your heart. You ought to have something down on the inside that you'll be able to tell somebody that I may not be able to open up my Bible, but I can tell you my Redeemer lives. I may not be able to open up my Bible, but I know that he healeth all of thine diseases. I might not be able to open up my Bible, but I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. I might not be able to read my Bible, but I can tell you that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I can tell you this morning that I can make it because God has been on my side. But I somebody to tell somebody that you better get your house in order. If you don't have the thing that you need, it's time to get your house in order. I'm reminded here in the 25th chapter of a parable of the 10 virgins. There were 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. All of them realized that the bridegroom was going to come, and some of them was ready and some were not ready. The Bible said that they that were foolish, they took their lamps, but they didn't take any extra oil. You see, sometimes if you think you got enough, it's just like going down the road and you know you got about 50 miles to go and you already got the red light on. And in your mind you say, I think I can make it. But all along the way, you begin to worry. You begin to look at that light. Looking at it ain't gonna change it. You gotta have a mind to pull over side of the road, pull back up into the gas tank and refuel and get you some more oil. But I wanna tell somebody, don't let it be late at the midnight hour and the gas station is closed. What you gonna do? That's a good example of when you don't have what you need. When you left home and the tank wasn't always full, you should have stopped by somewhere and got your gas a little bit early. I believe that these foolish virgins, they had their lamps. They felt like they had everything in order. I'm just waiting on time. I'm just waiting on the bridegroom. But the Bible said that he didn't come in a hurry. And as he tarried on his way, They found themselves fast asleep. They found themselves living on in their life. But the Bible says that while they were asleep, the bridegroom began to come. And the wise virgins, they turned up their flint and they lit their lamp. And they began to walk on with light in their hand. But the Bible says that the foolish virgin looked around and realized, I just got a flicker. My light is about to go out. And I want to know, oh, Brother Richard Johnson, can I have a little bit of your oil? You see, sometimes you better look out for yourself. I know I'm your pastor, but I better have my own. I hope you respect me. I hope you love me. But you better look beyond me, because I'm not the one that gave you the oil. The one that gave you the oil told you to pack up your oil and get ready for the journey. Told me the same thing, but I had something else on my mind. I said, oh, what I'm going to do? I'll borrow me a little bit from Johnson. I'll get a little bit from Bishop. But I found out that I ran into a brick wall. Johnson told me, oh, no, no, no. You better go buy you some oil. I got to keep what I got. You better have your own. You better get on away from here. So while I'm going to buy me some oil, the Bible says that the bridegroom came. And after he came, those of you that got your oil. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. If you got the Holy Spirit down on the inside of your vessel, then you'll be ready when the bridegroom comes. But if you don't have enough oil in your vessel, the Bible says that the door is going to be shut. And the Lord our God is going to say, depart from me, for I know you not. Get out of my face. I don't have any time for those that put it on the back burner. We procrastinators. We always talking about what we're going to do. But after a while, ought to be this day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. I'm glad I got all in my vessel. I'm glad that I got what I need. If you want what God has, you better call on the name of the Lord. It's all right to have Jesus for yourself. It's all right to pray for somebody else. But you better get your own spirit. You better get your own oil. And if you got your own oil, then whenever it's time to light up, you don't have anything to worry about. For God will. God will bless you. It's better to already have your oil and not need it than for Jesus to come and you need it, and then you don't have it. It's better to have Jesus and not need him, hallelujah, than to need Jesus and not have him. You see, if you got Jesus, then whatever you're going through, I don't care how hard it gets, you're still able to hold on. Somebody is in here this morning, they can say, I'm still holding on. Somebody can say this morning, yes, I got oil in my vessel. And every now and then my oil level gets down low. But that's why I come back to the replenishing station. And I come back and say, Lord, refill me. Fill my cup. Anoint me with thine oil. And get me to a place where I can feel the overflow. And see, when my oil begins to overflow, and it runs down and run that way and run that way, it might just run up on somebody that don't have any oil at all. And when that oil get all around their feet, they began to say, I'm on holy ground. And this oil that I'm standing in, it done made me change my mind. I've been down for a long time, but I'm not going to stay down anymore. I'm going to look up to the hill. I know where my help comes from. Anybody look at me, Jesus? Woo! Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory. It is better. It is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Are you a wise or are you foolish? If you're one of those this morning that is saying, after a while, I'm going to get my life right. If you're one that's saying, when I get myself in order, then I'm coming in. You're depending too much on yourself. For by grace are you saved. Not of any merits of your own, but it's by the power and the grace of God. God has blessed us, is yet keeping us. But what the Lord is saying to us this morning is that you must have oil in your vessel. For he is coming. No man knows the day nor the hour. Will you be ready?